We will have more letters next week. In a few minutes, we will have the first feature, but before then, more stories in the news this week. And these next three are all alcohol-related. The first story is about the Artichoke Pub and its new landlord with an unforgettable name.
As pubs around the city appear to be closing, one Norwich public house has bucked the trend and is reopening with a new landlord. The Artichoke in Magdalen Street has appointed a new landmark landlord called Budgie Seed. Mr. Seed, aged 58, has managed his fair share of pubs in Norwich, with the Quebec and the Nelson, to name just two. He is now on a mission to get the Artichoke into the heart of the community by taking it back to its roots as the thriving home of music and pub games. Mr. Seed said, "It's a really nice pub in the heart of the city. I'm looking forward to getting to know the community, although it's a bit slow at the moment." The landlord from East London, now living in Galston, has always brought back the music with weekly live music sessions every Saturday. Traditional pub games will be returning with a pool team already in the making. He hopes the atmosphere of the public house will be able to draw people in, as it's a lovely building inside and out. The appearance is one of the reasons that Mr. Seed came to the job after he fell in love with the outside of the building. It really fits in with Norwich Castle and the walls that used to surround the city and the more historical buildings. He added, "The Artichoke was built in 1932 and was built by Norwich builder R. G. Carter for the brewers Young's, Crawshay and Young's. A 15th-century building stood on the site until then, which was used as a leper house, an almshouse and a workhouse, until it became a pub in around 1832 and was rebuilt."
Two Norwich pubs have made it through to the finals of the Great British Pub Awards. The Murderers on Timber Hill has made it through to the final of the Best Free House of the Year. And the Cellar House on Eaton Street has reached the final of Best Community Pub. This will be the seventh consecutive year that the Murderers has been nominated for the award, having been shortlisted in four categories with 10 nominations. The pub has already managed to pick up the Best Sports Pub Award in 2017. The competition consists of 17 different categories, including Best Student Bar and Best Family Pub. Both pubs will go up against six other free houses from around the country, with the results to be announced later this month.
How do you fancy being the next Peggy Mitchell or Al Murray? Now is your chance, as two Norwich pubs have been put up for sale on estate agent site Rightmove. The 130-year-old Quebec Tavern in Quebec Road and The Forge in Philadelphia Lane are on the market with offers of around £250,000 each. Husband and wife, John and Amanda Barber, had taken over The Forge in 2011 with the hope of turning it into an old-fashioned backstreet pub. Before taking it on, the couple managed The Bell in Brandon near Thetford for about 5 months. Now it's run by Hansa Inns, who have a lease with the pub. The Quebec has become listed after it was closed for some time, after the previous landlords walked out in protest against rent increases. A holding company had installed a temporary manager to take on the lease until a buyer could be found.